Page 21. When driving a vehicle with a light to medium trailer attached, always allow for the added length of the trailer when you change lanes. If your trailer starts to sway, steer toward your target. When backing up, place your hand on the bottom of the steering wheel. If you cannot see where you are backing up, have someone outside to help guide you. To back the trailer to the left, use your left hand to move the wheel left. To back the trailer to the right, use your right hand to move the wheel to the right.
Backing. The most common mistake that drivers make when backing up is failing to look both ways behind them. Mirrors do not give you a full view. To see as much as possible, turn your body and head to the right and look out through the rear window. Back up slowly and check for pedestrians and approaching traffic by glancing quickly to either side. Parking. When parking on a public road, move as far from traffic as possible. If you park on a shoulder, pull over as far on the shoulder as possible. If you park next to a curb, pull close to it. You may not park more than 1 foot from the curb. On a two-way street, park on the right side of the road. On a one-way road, park on either side. Parking on a hill with a curb. Turn the front wheels of your vehicle to prevent it from rolling into the street. First picture. Parking downhill with curb. Turn front wheels right. Parking uphill with curb. Turn front wheels left. Without a curb. Turn the front wheels so that if the vehicle rolls, the rear of the vehicle will roll away from traffic. Second picture. Parking downhill, no curb. Turn front wheels right. Parking uphill, no curb. Turn front wheels right. Right column. Be aware of other traffic when exiting your vehicle. Look for other cars, bicyclists, and pedestrians before opening the door. You may not park beside another parked vehicle, double parking, on crosswalks or sidewalks, in front of driveways, within areas where parking is prohibited by curbs painted yellow or no parking signs, in a parking space reserved for disabled persons, on the hard surface of a road when no curb is present, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, within 20 feet of an intersection, in a bike lane, within 15 feet of the entrance to a fire, ambulance, or rescue squad station, within 500 feet of where fire trucks or equipment are stopped answering an alarm, within 50 feet of a railroad crossing, in such a way that you block or create a hazard for other vehicles in a designated traffic lane. Visibility. Most of what you do while driving depends on what you see. To be a good driver, you need to know what to look for, where to look, and how to adjust to possible problems. The single biggest contributor to crashes is failing to identify a risk. You must look down the road, to the sides, and behind your vehicle. You must also be alert for unexpected events. You must use your headlights at night and at other times when it's hard to see. You must be alert and pay attention to what is going on around you. Lights. Virginia law requires motorists to use headlights during inclement weather such as rain, fog, snow, or sleet when visibility is reduced to 500 feet. You must use your headlights whenever you use your windshield wipers as a result of bad weather. Hazardous conditions. Driving becomes hazardous when visibility is reduced or when the road surface is covered with rain, snow, or ice. Reducing your speed should be your first response to decreased visibility and dangerous road conditions. Increase your space cushion by doubling your normal following distance. Refer to the Maintaining a Space Cushion section for more information. Turn on your headlights. Night driving. At sunset, as soon as the light begins to fade, turn on your headlights to make your vehicle more visible to others. You must use headlights from sunset to sunrise. Use low beams when driving in cities and towns, except on streets where there is no lighting. Switch to low beams whenever you meet oncoming traffic to avoid blinding the other driver. When following, use low beams whenever you are within 200 feet of the vehicle ahead. Use high beam headlights on highways unless another vehicle is within 500 feet coming towards you. If the high beams of an oncoming car are on, avoid looking directly at the bright lights. Glance toward the side of the road, then look quickly ahead to determine the other vehicle's position. Keep doing this until you have passed the other vehicle. Even if the other driver does not dim his headlights, do not turn on your high beam headlights. Fog. Fog reflects light and can reflect your own headlights back into your eyes. Use low beam headlights in heavy fog and look for road edge markings to guide you. Even light fog reduces visibility and your ability to judge distances, so slow down. Rain. Driving in heavy rain can be as hazardous as driving in fog, especially if the wind is blowing. Other vehicles, to the rear, and in blind spot areas, are especially difficult to see when it's raining. Use your low-beam headlights to see and be seen. In light rain or drizzle, turn on your windshield wipers to improve visibility. Using wipers for sprinkles may smear the windshield and make it harder to see, so make sure you have windshield washer fluid. When rain begins, during the first half hour, roads are more likely to be slippery due to oil on the road surface mixing with water. Snow. Remove snow and ice from your entire car, including the roof, hood, and rear of the vehicle, before you start driving. Snow and ice left on the car can fly off when the vehicle is moving and create a hazard for other motorists. Be sure to clear all of your windows, mirrors, and front and rear lights of snow or ice so you can see and communicate with other drivers. Equip your car with all-weather snow tires or chains to help prevent skidding and reduce stopping distance. Driving on packed snow is similar to driving on ice. When you brake, apply the brakes gently. Slow down before stopping or turning. When driving on slippery surfaces and you need to stop, apply brakes gently. You have the most traction and control when the front tires are rolling. Therefore, your vehicle will respond more effectively to steering while moving more slowly than hard braking. Watch for ice on bridges and in shady areas. Bridges freeze before other road surfaces.
Dangerous driving behaviors. Aggressive driving. This dangerous driving behavior is defined by Virginia law as the intent to harass, intimidate, injure, or obstruct another person while committing one or more traffic offenses, such as failing to stop or yield the right-of-way, avoiding a traffic control device, or failing to give way to an overtaking vehicle. When aggressive drivers are behind the wheel, these high-risk drivers take out their anger on other motorists. Their frustration levels run high, while their concerns for fellow motorists run low. They break the law by running stop signs and red lights, speeding, tailgating, weaving in and out of traffic, passing on the right, including on the shoulder and unpaved portions of the road, making improper and unsafe lane changes, as well as making hand and facial gestures, screaming, honking, and flashing their lights. Protect yourself. If you see an aggressive driver, stay out of the way. Don't challenge the aggressive driver by speeding up or trying to outmaneuver him. Avoid eye contact and ignore his gestures and shouting. Remember, if you are convicted of aggressive driving, your license could be suspended for 10 days or for as long as 6 months. Distracted driving. Driving requires your full attention. There are many distractions that may prevent drivers from focusing on driving. Changing the radio or CD. Talking to passengers. Observing outside surroundings. Eating. Using a cell phone and more. When on the road, drivers should not use cell phones, computers, or other distracting devices except to report a crash or emergency. Before engaging in distracting behavior, pull over and stop the vehicle in a safe location. Virginia law prohibits drivers under age 18 from using cell phones or any other wireless communication device while driving, except in a driver emergency and the vehicle is lawfully parked or stopped. Text messaging or reading of text messages while driving is illegal for all drivers. Annually, driver distraction accounts for roughly 20% of all traffic crashes in Virginia. Why is distracted driving so deadly? Because while the driver is distracted, the vehicle may move into a high-risk situation. The driver then loses precious seconds before recognizing the situation and must make an emergency maneuver. Young distracted drivers are even more susceptible. Failure to maintain proper control, following too closely, and not yielding the right-of-way are common actions of young distracted drivers. Inexperience in handling or controlling a vehicle during an emergency situation, combined with distracted driving, cell phone use, other passengers, eyes not on the road, etc., puts them at greater risk of a crash.